There is another trade show going on in Vegas starting today, the Adult Entertainment Expo. It's the big event for the pornography industry.
And we'll be talking about that industry for the next few minutes, so feel free to tune out for a few moments if you have young kids around. All right, here we go. Porn is in trouble. Adult entertainment is not recession-proof, it seems. DVD sales have been down 15% over the past few years. How to stay in business is one of the topics they'll be talking about at the Adult Expo.
I spoke earlier with Monty McMahon, publisher of the online magazine of Adult Video News, one of the sponsors of this week's expo. Here's how he summed up the state of the porn business.
It's certainly not good. We've seen things recently, Larry Flint, Joe Francis from Girls Gone Wild, potentially asking Congress for a bailout for the adult industry.
That's big. I mean, that's a sign there. If Larry Flint's hurting for business, what does that say? You know, why exactly? No one's spending money on lots of things, but what particularly is happening in your industry?
Well, I think it's a lot of factors coming together right now. Certainly, the economy doesn't help. People aren't spending the money that they used to. Also, there's a lot of free content out there right now. Additionally, if you look at traditional producers, those studios that put out DVDs, they haven't all made the transition to the web as well as they necessarily should have.
It seems like there are some parallels here between what's gone on in recent years with the music industry, where people would go online, get things for free, so why bother paying? The web's been around for a while. What has the adult film industry done to try to change this, to get business back to them?
Well, you know, at first, you know, the idea initially was to kind of follow the music industry, and they said, let's go out and sue people. But, you know, there are some other things that the producers are doing as well to kind of, I guess, try to offset this. And a lot of them are moving more towards the big budget features, the storyline type films. And they're also putting out a lot of extras. For instance, company Digital Playground, which made the movie Pirates and now has Pirates 2, one of the biggest films ever made in adult. They're doing loads and loads of extras. I think their DVD set for Pirates 2 is about 4 discs. So the idea there is, you know, you give them something that they can't find anywhere else, they're going to pay for this premium content.
Larry Flint, when asking Congress for a bailout for the adult film industry, said that the recession has acted like a national cold shower. His quote was, people are too depressed to be sexually active. Do you think that's true, that in the midst of all this economic crisis, there's just no appetite?
Financial hardship is certainly something that weighs heavily on a lot of people, but I don't know if people really ever get tired of sex. I mean, that would be a hard sell for me.
Now, to play devil's advocate here, I'm sure there are plenty of NPR listeners hearing all of this and saying, you know what, goodbye, good riddance. Who cares if the porn industry goes under? What's your argument? Why should we be concerned about keeping these people in business?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say the porn industry isn't going to go under. There's always going to be adult entertainment out there. You know, why should it stay around? I'll say this. It wouldn't be here if people didn't want it here. And typically, you think of people who make pornography as, you know, sleazy, but, you know, these are just normal people. They have families. You know, they're just in a business. This is people's livelihood we're talking about here.
We've been hearing lately that a lot of industries have been really toning it down at their annual meetings and conventions as the Adult Expo kicks off in Vegas this week. What do you think the mood's going to be like there? Are they going to be toning it down? And what does that mean for the adult entertainment industry?
Well, I don't know if the Adult Expo is ever going to be toned down in any fashion. But certainly, you know, there's people who are worried out there. And there's people that don't know what the next move is. I think you'll see some companies over the next year or two that, you know, may not be around anymore. You know, certainly big companies like Hustler or Vivid or anything like that, they aren't going anywhere. But people are really going to be, you know, really looking for what the next big thing is because, you know, obviously at one point it was the internet. Right now there's no other internet out there.
Monty McMahon publishes the online magazine for Adult Video News and is vice president of the network's online division. Thank you.
Thank you.